Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Are we
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Drake is finally fired back at Kendrick, but is it enough to stop his downfall?
I don't like any of you.
It's been over a year since the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef popped off, and the fallout has totally reshaped the rap game. With the smoke still clearing, fans have been waiting to see how Drake might finally respond to being humbled in front of the entire world. And on July 3rd, we finally got our answer. Not only is Drake prepping for a new album, but he's promising to address the effect Not Like Us had on his career. That's exactly why we're breaking down every Kendrick diss that Drake managed to sneak into his new song, What Did I Miss? Why did it take Drake so long to finally put this song out? How did Drake react to Kendrick attacking him in his very own city? And which other rappers and celebs did Drake decide to open fire on? We've even dissected every bit of Drake's album rollout, from live streams to rumors, to figure out exactly what fans should expect from this new Drake era. How long has Drake been working on this upcoming album, Iceman, and what exactly is he planning? Is Drake really plotting on putting out an entire country album? Finally, we're gonna dig into the most important question of it all. Is this song the beginning of Drake's comeback era, or has Kendrick permanently buried him alive?
Now, when the dust settles, all we're left with is pedophile and wife beater allegations.
Just to be clear, Drake has had a really rough year. For the past 16 months, Kendrick Lamar has had Drake against the ropes. Not only has Kendrick unleashed an avalanche of diss tracks against his longtime rival, but he's also managed to unite some of the Bad Boy's biggest ops and former collaborators against him. In the blink of an eye, the entire music industry turned on Drake. Kendrick's diss tracks have completely reshaped the narrative around Drake's career. He ruthlessly labeled Drake a culture vulture, an actor, a fake gangster, and accused him of being a pedophile. Oh, and Kendrick called him a bitch too, for good measure. Kendrick capped off his generational run with a Grammy Awards sweep for his devastating Drake diss Not Like Us, a record-shattering Super Bowl performance, and a massive stadium tour with his longtime collaborator and former label mate SZA, who also happens to be Drake's ex-girlfriend. Kendrick and SZA's Grand National Tour made him the rapper with the biggest stadium tour in history, as he performed Not Like Us night after night after night after night. Kendrick even touched down in Drake's beloved hometown of Toronto, Canada, to perform 2 back-to-back shows at Rogers Center, with each show holding over 40,000 fans. For reference, Kendrick is still the first rapper ever to sell out the Rogers Center for multiple nights, and Drake hasn't even accomplished that in his own city. Drake, meanwhile, was having a way tougher time. While Kendrick was selling out stadiums, Drake embarked on a much more modest arena tour in Australia and New Zealand. Despite there being a ton of hype over Drake touring Oceania for the first time in 8 years, Drake abruptly canceled half of his shows and headed home. And while Drake has dropped music in the aftermath of the beef, they've barely addressed the situation at hand. Drake has only vaguely referred to Kendrick over the last year, almost as if he was permanently scarred from mentioning the so-called boogeyman's name. His last project, a collab album with Party Next Door called Some Sexy Songs For You, debuted at number 1, but was still Drake's lowest selling collaboration album ever. Industry insiders speculated on how Kendrick's ruthless diss might have permanently damaged Drake's brand. Drake currently has an entire lawsuit working through the court system right now, claiming that Not Like Us massively dented his image by branding him as a sex offender. And to top it all off, Drake posted a topless selfie on June 29th that had social media clowning the f*** out of him for what looked like a lot of fake abs. Quote, ordered abs from Temu. Basically, what I'm saying is every single time Drake has tried to score a comeback, he's pretty much fumbled the play. Drake's silence over the Kendrick situation has led to speculation from fans if he would ever address the aftermath head on. Probably not. But on July 3rd, Drake finally fired back by unleashing a brand new single called What Did I Miss?
I do like him opening up to his people how he feels post-fight.
What Did I Miss is Drake's most direct response to Kendrick since the beef fizzled out last year. The entire premise of the song revolves around Drake reacting to the brutal fallout of the battle and how it altered his own personal relationships. And when you break down the actual lyrics to the song, you start to see that Drake isn't just going at Kendrick, he's also addressing the people he once considered his closest allies.
Asking me how did it feel? Can't say it didn't surprise me.
In this bar, Drake gets at all the people who are asking him to share his feelings about the beef. Drake admits that Kendrick coming for him was always something he expected, almost as if their battle was inevitable. But Drake also had words for everybody who switched up on him.
How can some people I love hang around who try me?
Drake let the world know he isn't just gunning for Kendrick. He also wants smoke with every single person who betrayed him by riding with Kenny. And Drake got very specific about who he's aiming at here.
What did I miss when I was looking at y'all and cooking with y'all?
Drake claims that his allies turned ops spent years benefiting from their connection to him, begging for features, joint concert appearances, and money, only to end up betraying him. This line refers to tons of rappers who inserted themselves into the beef. Future, ASAP Rocky, Rick Ross, The Weeknd, and Kendrick himself are just a few of the people who have worked closely with Drake in the past, only to inevitably switch sides and attack him. He also acknowledges that he overlooked his closest homies who were snaking him, and that's what he means when he says, "What did I miss?"
When you was all in my crib, looking at hoes word for word.
Drake himself admits that he didn't realize the artist he was helping out actually wanted to take him down. Drake accuses Kendrick of being a fan who essentially decided to stab him in the back.
I saw bro end up pop out with Denver and Ryan Gangsta's hairline.
Drake finally responds to Kendrick's pop-out concert in LA, which took place last year during Juneteenth. Not only did the pop-out concert feature Kendrick's first performance of Not Like Us, but it also featured a who's who of West Coast artists and a star-studded guest list. Commentators took notice that some of Drake's closest collaborators and friends were in attendance at the show, sending a clear signal to the world that they were swapping teams. Drake was watching closely as well, and he decided to finally get at them in the song.
It's just Drake out here trying to do it on Drake's time, bro, and
he claims that this alleged traitor has been a Drake groupie since he released his song Headlines all the way back in 2011. But who exactly is Drake referring to? When you break it down, there's more than a couple people who fit Drake's description. One of the suspects could be Tyler, the Creator, who made a surprise appearance at the pop-out to perform What's Your Name and Earthquake. His mini set list drew a rave response from the crowd, but Drake might have seen Tyler's performance as a huge personal betrayal. Tyler and Drake have a relationship that goes back over a decade. While the two haven't officially collaborated, Tyler has been a vocal Drake fan for years and has even arranged for him to pull up as a surprise headliner at his Camp Flog Naw music festival in 2019. But even that show of support was mirrored in controversy because upset Tyler fans booed Drake off the stage and forced him to end his set early. Drake's longtime collaborator YG might also be the person that Drake's talking shit about on What Did I Miss. Like Kendrick Lamar, YG is a Compton, California native, but he's also been a reliable Drake ally, linking up with him on hit songs like Who Do You Love and Why You Always Hatin'. Drake even shouted out YG in Kendrick Lamar's diss record, Family Matters.
You know who really bang and set my nigga YG.
YG not only performed at the pop-out, but he also danced alongside Kendrick when he performed Not Like Us. He even rolled up to the Not Like Us music video shoot in Compton to make a guest appearance. Another candidate could be former Toronto Raptor DeMar DeRozan, who Drake used to have a close relationship with. While DeMar and Drake have had plenty of years of history together, Kendrick not only shouted him out on Not Like Us, but also brought him out on stage during the pop-out. DeMar's Kendrick affiliation led him to getting on a fight with a Drake fan just a couple months ago. According to reports, DeMar was eating at a sushi restaurant in LA when a Drake diehard fan shined a phone flashlight in his face, leading DeMar to allegedly slap him. But there's a huge chance that What Did I Miss might be targeting another NBA superstar entirely. And I'm talking, of course, about King James. LeBron has been a close associate of Drake for years. They've partied together, recorded intimate sit-down interviews, and frequently supported one another. LeBron's influence on Drake runs so deep that he decided to get a portrait of King James inked on his body permanently. And that's kind of embarrassing, but we'll talk more about that later. During a 2023 concert in LA, Drake even walked out with LeBron and his son Bronny just a month after Bronny was hospitalized for suffering cardiac arrest during a workout. Drake even gave a speech to his adoring fans where he celebrated Bron as one of his closest and most important allies.
He goes by the name of LeBron James. And in 2009, when nobody believed in anything I had going on, that same guy showed up to a release party for a mixtape that was called So Far Gone. I don't know if you ever heard about this thing. He came all the way to Toronto, Canada to support me when I was trying to figure out how I could live my dreams.
I mean, when you look at it from Drake's perspective, you could kind of see why he took that so personal. I mean, not only have these guys been friends for 15 years, but he also showed love to Bronny back when he was in terrible health. When you really analyze what Drake's saying here, What Did I Miss isn't just about him sharing his perspective on the Kendrick battle. It's also about him declaring war on all of his friends turned ops. But What Did I Miss is also part of a much bigger strategy, because Drake used the song to launch the rollout of his first solo album since 2023.
I just don't know if like the pop-out part was necessary, because then it brought everyone back to talking about this fucking battle again instead of just a great record.
Newsflash, Rory.
It's never going to go away.
What Drake does for the rest of his life.
Okay, that's a fair point.
They're going to bring up that battle.
Yeah.
Drake premiered What Did I Miss in an hour-long stream that he titled Iceman Episode 1. The stream featured Drake driving around Toronto in an Iceman box truck playing brand new music. It also included the official music video for What Did I Miss, which featured Drake working for an ice factory and footage of him rapping alongside 60 guns laid out poolside. The stream attracted both praise and criticism. DJ Head, a longtime affiliate of Kendrick Lamar, critiqued Drake for posing with guns, writing, "Gun visual? Man, that feels real tone deaf right now." Meanwhile, DJ Academics praised Drake driving around Toronto as a major show of strength, especially since this happened just weeks after Kendrick violated him in his own city. When you take a closer look, Drake's new Iceman era seems to be all about him settling old scores and airing out grievances with fair weather friends. Some fans interpreted the visual of him rapping with guns pointed at him as a reference to all the shots he's taken over the last year. Others see it as a sign that Drake is ready to go to war against all his ops once again, Kendrick included. But one of Drake's friends turned foes seemed to take issue with the lyrics on What Did I Miss. Hours after Drake's stream, Future tweeted, quote, "I'ma always choose being a real one over anything." While Future didn't explicitly confirm he was talking about Drake, if you read between the lines, it's almost guaranteed that he feels some type of way about the song. Future is pretty much the reason this rap game civil war started in the first place. He was the one who released Kendrick's wild guest feature on the song Like That, which kicked the beef with Drake into high gear. In previous diss songs, Drake even lamented about his fallout with Future, blaming super producer Metro Boomin for instigating the situation. "Pluto made me sick to my stomach, we ain't never really been through it. Lil Lan Wayne, he a f***ing lame, so I know he had to be an influence." While rumors have floated that Future and Drake privately pieced up their issues last year, What Did I Miss seems to refute all that talk. When you read between the lines of the song, Drake is clearly directing a lot of his anger towards Future, which makes sense when you consider the amount of times these two artists have collaborated with one another. Some even believe that Drake's new Iceman era is going to feature a hard pivot to make Drake making country music. For years, Drake has teased that he's had a close relationship with controversial music star Morgan Wallen. Not only did Wallen co-star in Drake's You Broke My Heart music video, but Drake also recently showed up to support Wallen during a tour stop in Houston, Texas. When you combine that with the fact that Drake has been spending a lot of time at his newly purchased, massive $15 million luxury ranch an hour outside of Houston, it starts to make sense that Drake might embrace a new sound on Iceman. But once again, fans have called out Drake for allegedly drifting out of pocket. While Wallen is a top-selling country artist in the world, he's also been caught on camera screaming racial slurs. Some believe that by partnering with Morgan Wallen, Drake is unwittingly providing evidence for Kendrick's accusation that he's a so-called culture vulture. Personally, Drake going country is kind of wild, because I don't even know if they rock with country music up in Toronto. I have no idea. But is Drake's Iceman movement really gonna be his big comeback, or will Kendrick stall his momentum yet again?
The way Drake manipulate the rules to his benefit in this instance, I don't really know what to label.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pi is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Are we
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
But other than insanity,
Drake's own lawyers have acknowledged that Kendrick put a major dent in their client's image, arguing that his favorability among fans have plummeted by 11%. His own lawsuit has also led to fierce backlash from the hip-hop community, with commentators branding Drake a Karen for trying to sue his way out of a rap battle. But at the same time, Drake still remains one of the most popular artists in the world. And by releasing What Did I Miss, Drake is activating a huge portion of his rabid fan base. Drake celebrated the release of his newest single by headlining London's Wireless Festival for a 3-night residency where he bought out a roster of top-tier guests like Bryson Tiller, Lauryn Hill, Yeat, 21 Savage, and Sexy Red. Drake's Wireless residency might be a strategically planned show of force to remind the rap world just how popular and well-connected he is. It even seems like Drake might be trying to turn fans against Kendrick. During night 2 of his residency, fans broke out in a Kendrick chant, which Drake happily co-signed.
Chuz, grab me a shot. I'll drink to that. Grab me a shot.
Drake even revealed that he covered up his infamous LeBron tattoo with a tribute to Toronto-born Oklahoma City Thunder player Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So while Drake might remain a lightning rod of controversy, it's hard to fully count him out. From the looks of things, Drake is doubling down in his new Iceman era and seems to have vengeance on his mind. All signs point to Iceman being a make-or-break moment for Drake. Not only will he be competing against Kendrick's record-breaking chart placements, but he'll also be trying to take back the crown as the biggest rapper in the world. And the only way for Drake to realistically pull this off is to squabble up against his enemies yet again. But will Iceman reopen the beef with Kendrick and reignite another civil war, or is Drake begging for a response that will never come? Kendrick could easily swoop in and embarrass Drake yet again. At the same time, Drake might be better prepared for round 2 with Kendrick, and if he times his chess moves right, he could totally change the narrative around their history-making feud. It's safe to say that the Drake-Kendrick battle has had major implications for the entire music industry, and the fact that Drake is still dealing with the aftermath means that their issues are far from settled and that things could change on a moment's notice. We're going to be following every single detail as this rollout continues, so stay locked in, subscribe to the channel. More Rap Lore will be on the way soon.